Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
And thank you for contacting Haunted House Flippers, your number one resource for the Haunted House Flippers podcast. We're sorry we can't give you a full-length episode right now, but please check back at the end of the month for a brand new full-length show. If you'd like to hear a short clip that may or may not appear to have anything to do with the show, press 1 or scream yes as if you've just won the lottery, but have yet to realize that the ticket was for last week. You have chosen poorly. Please enjoy. Goodbye.
You are listening to WHHF, where radio comes to die.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our second half of... Whatever. You all know the sound effect. Spooky noises. Chains. Locking, clasped. Rivet gun. Explosion! Debunk this. Yes. The most professional show on the air. Debunk this. Great timing, guys. That's the name of the show because they won't let me call it an hour of my life that I won't get back. Joining me today, we have our long-running debunker, self-proclaimed, world-renowned parapsychologist with an absolute legitimate doctorate in paranormal research, investigation and studies, and three-time winner of the Hillsborough County Ghost Fest Most Likely to Succeed Award, Dr. Edna Martin. Thank you so much for joining us today, Doctor. It does get very lonely here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, in our previous segment, we had just heard some gruesome and horrific tales of the Amityville Horror. Not only of the actual murders that took place, but also of the famous hauntings that have occurred since. I will now lie through my teeth and tell you that I can't wait to hear your absolute expert opinion on this.
Well, let me tell you, not only have I studied the history of this house and its events for almost 2 decades, but I have been granted the honor of carrying out several of my own investigations, and the evidence of the paranormal that I have collected is beyond anything that the general public has produced or witnessed.
And does anyone ever debunk your claims?
Absolutely not! Every piece of evidence I carry is completely legitimate, hence my degree. It would appear you have a caller already.
Ah, yes. Well, I would bet my entire yearly salary of pain and misery that that little blinking light on the phone is our dear Tom.
I won't bet against that.
Well, too bad. Your loss, old friend. This is WHHF. You are live on the air. On Debunk This. Who do I have the pleasure of dealing with?
Hi, Big Daddy Louie. Hi, Doctor. This is Janet.
Ah, a new listener. Well, this is a breath of fresh air. Are you a fan of the show, or of the good doctor's work?
No, neither. This is just the only station I could get in this godforsaken town. And as a moderately educated human, I think we all know the validity of your guest credentials. Oh my god, move! You drive like a broken Roomba!
Oh, you've got a live one today, old friend.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm driving.
Ah, well, be safe, hands-free, all that yada yada. So, Janet, what is on your mind?
Alright, look, this whole segment about the Amityville house. I just couldn't bring myself to sit here and listen to such blatant lies and false information. It is incredibly well documented that the Lutz family made up the entire story after a night of drinking. Not a single family who has lived there since has reported one instance of anything paranormal. And considering how few people have actually investigated that home, I find it very hard to believe that you, Doctor, and only you, have these incredible recordings.
Now, Janet, please allow me to explain something.
Well, hold on. I'm going to pause both of you for just a moment. It would seem we have another caller on the line.
Two callers in the same show?
No, absolutely unheard of. Probably going to sell me an extended warranty on my car. Joke's on them. I don't have a car. I don't even have a bicycle. Or a home, for that matter. Hell, I don't even think I have a lunch. This is WHHF. You are live on the air with Debunk This. Who do I have the pleasure of dealing with?
Oh, hey guys, it's me, Ghost Guy Tom.
Oh, Thomas, what an absolute surprise. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well, Big Daddy Louie. You know, I actually forgot the show was on today, so I'm so glad I didn't miss it. I was working on ripping up some wallpaper at the house, but it wasn't fun. So I've been researching some paranormal accounts for a while.
Ooh, that's thrilling. Positively thrilling.
Hey, Can I call you Louie?
Oh, no. No, you may not. You can call me Big Daddy, if it makes you feel better.
Really? Alright.
No, please don't. I was kidding.
Oh, and, hello, Doctor. It's so good to chat again.
Hello, Tom. Good to have you back. No one else on the line?
You wish.
Thomas, tell us what you have for us today.
My friends, I have some amazing audio for you today.
More EVPs, I'm guessing.
What else were you expecting?
I don't know. I guess I'd just like some variety for the discussions.
Well, it is radio. It's only an audio medium. You can't exactly look at pictures over the radio.
Actually, it's not an EVP. But it is sound, so it's kind of an EVP, I guess. Anyway, I have... You ready? Clocks.
Clocks?
Yes, clocks.
And this is the part where you're going to say, boy, do I have a story.
Boy, do I have a story. So, you remember how I inherited that super spooky and haunted Victoria house?
Vividly. You remind us every week.
I'm quite certain it's a Victorian.
Oh, don't. Just don't even try.
Well, the basement is broken up into two sections, okay? So when you get to the bottom of the stairs, on the left is an old storage area, and on the right, it's an old workshop. Apparently, my grandfather made clocks, and
Wait. Miller. As in Miller Clockwork Company.
Yeah. Wait, do you know my grandfather?
We bumped into each other a few times. He was a good man. Sharp as a knife.
Yeah, runs in the family, right?
Absolutely. Especially when not all the knives get sharpened.
I don't get it.
So, clocks,
yes,
Tom.
Clocks. So, when we get into the workshop, we were absolutely shocked to discover that the room was filled with clocks. Well, not literally the whole room, but most of the back wall. But yeah, like so many clocks.
Just so I am understanding correctly, you were shocked to discover that the workshop, owned by Miller Clockwork Company, and operated by your grandfather, a locally well-known horologist, was filled with clocks.
Okay, first of all, how dare you speak about my grandfather like that? He was a good, faithful man.
Thomas, a horologist is someone who makes timepieces, like clocks and watches.
Oh, me? Well, learn something new every day, right?
And you have a one-per-day limit, right?
What?
Clocks, Tom! Keep up! I might have an eternity to suffer here, but I don't want to spend it with
right.
you.
Yes. Doctor, I was, as you say, shocked.
Shocked. You've lost me.
Okay, well, it would help if I played the audio.
That's unlikely, but let's hear it.
Did you get the file I sent you, Big Daddy?
Let's see. Yes, I have it here, and you can please stop calling me that, really. All right, let's have a listen. Certainly, clocks.
An astute observation, my old friend. Those were clocks. Any chance of another caller?
Not on this lifetime, I'm afraid.
So, absolutely bizarre, am I right?
Thomas, as so often before, I shall remind you that we were not there with you. So you need to explain what it is we are listening for. You said you heard clocks in a horologist's workshop. We hear the clocks. So why is there a problem?
Because no one, including myself, heard them. Bum, bum, bum!
And you're sure of this?
Yeah, absolutely, of course. I heard a lot of things in there, like the fluorescent lights were buzzing, and I can't really think of anything else, but there were no clocks ticking, absolutely.
No clocks. And you asked those that you were with if they heard the clocks?
I mean, in a roundabout way, kind of.
Well, there oh, you have it. Solid evidence if I've ever heard it.
All right, Thomas, let me give you my professional opinion here. Never in my very long career have I come across supernatural clocks. I believe that they were, in fact, quite normal clocks, ticking the entire time, and you simply didn't notice them.
Oh, come on, how could I have not noticed that? There were a lot of clocks.
Well, we hear ticking clocks all the time in our daily lives. As you've mentioned previously that there is an old grandfather clock in the house, you've been hearing a clock. And you walked into a room that you already knew was a clock workshop. Very normal. These are sounds that our ears and our brains drown out because they are so common. You noticed the buzz of the lights because it was something you weren't expecting, and something you aren't around as often. It's also possible the clocks need new batteries or need to be wound, so they're a bit quieter now. But your little recording device picked them up loud and clear. Mystery solved.
You really think so?
I do, Thomas.
All right. Well, thanks, friends. Anyway, I should probably make it look like I've actually been doing something around the house before my wife gets home. She was really grumpy before she left, and I'm just really not feeling it today.
Well, here's hoping she isn't listening, Thomas.
What do you mean?
So this is live radio.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but I mean, can't you just, like, edit that part out?
You really don't know how this... Live radio, Thomas. We are live.
Thomas.
What? Hun, where are you? Are you trapped in the radio dimension? Where is the portal? How do I get you out? Give me a signal.
I'm in the car, you walnut. Driving. I called in, just like you.
Oh. Phew. Okay.
Wait, Tom, is... this your wife on the line with us?
It sure is.
So, hi.
Hi.
You heard everything, huh?
Yeah, I sure did.
I should probably go work on that wallpaper, yeah?
You sure should, sweetheart.
I'm gonna hang up now. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Good plan, Thomas.
Well, that was an unexpected turn of events. Perhaps the good doctor here should plan a paranormal investigation at our dear Tom and Janet's residence in the near future. Well, Doctor... Oh, she already left. Well, can't blame her, really. Anyway, goodbye for now, dear listeners. If anyone is feeling generous, I could really go for a pizza. You could just come on by and slide it under the door, something. It's so lonely. I guess I'll put on some music and cry into my tea. This is WHHF, where music comes to die.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Loria, who also voices Tom Miller. Our cast for this recording also includes the talents of Melissa Croft as Janet Miller, Rick Croft as Big Daddy Louie, and our very special guest, Don Bland, as Dr. Edna Martin. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is in fact a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.